impart knowledge unto you, because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. Bhagavatam says, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Mutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinam Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachaya Nirvishesha Satya. I chose this verse particularly because I recall this sentence from the purport. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. The devotees often ask about that section. What is the test? And because the second initiation means the recognition of having passed the tests of first initiation and completed a successful period, that one is awarded the second initiation. So we can think about this idea of the tests. Now, the purport also pointed out that the spiritual master is representative of Krishna, who's the original teacher. Sometimes when Srila Prabhupada would have conversations with people and they were aware that there are so many gurus, they would say, why should we follow you? This is also the question that that George Harrison asked Prabhupada in their first big interview. And Prabhupada said, if you accept Krishna, then you should accept someone who's addicted to Krishna. So we accept that the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, he is certainly a great authority, and therefore he's a guru. He's the original teacher. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The truth comes from the Supreme Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so a spiritual master is one who is accepted by Krishna, is a devotee and a friend of Krishna. So this helps us better to understand what we mean by test. But the test is actually given by God. It's not that the guru, out of some whimsical idea, invents some little tests. But he is the representative of Krishna to guide the disciple through the tests which are given by God or by providence. And when, in order to represent the spiritual master, the spiritual, in order to represent Krishna, the spiritual master also has to give personal instructions to particular disciples. And in doing so, that sets up a kind of test situation, whether you can do what you agreed to do to your spiritual master. We have 10 offenses of chanting. One of the offenses is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So especially initiation involves vows. First initiation, someone has already been performing four rules and 16 rounds, and then they agree that they'll always do that. So they're given first initiation. Second initiation, the Krishna consciousness movement, as it, organized by Prabhupada, is given when one continues to carry out those vows very nicely without disruption. Then they're given second initiation. As you, most of you know, this brahminical position, which is the highest position of the four castes in the natural social division, spiritual division of human society, is sometimes contested. The Hindu communities say that you have to be born in a family who are Hindu, who are Brahmins. But the Vaishnavas say, in accordance with the scriptures, that Brahmin means different qualities. And those qualities, like truthfulness, cleanliness, simplicity, devotion to Krishna, where they're displayed, that there's brahminical status. And if someone actually follows the path of the Vaishnava way, then that person should be recognized as Brahman. Therefore, the second initiation, which was introduced widely by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a kind of revolutionary movement to break the caste idea and to recognize wherever there was spiritual advancement. And as we're talking now in the mornings about Lord Chaitanya, spiritual practice for this age is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So one who is steadfastly chanting and following the life of Vaishnava behavior should be recognized as in Brahman status. So that is the basis for the second initiation. And one has passed those tests, especially the four rules and 16 rounds, which are very important foundations for spiritual life. So, on this matter of tests, however, there'll be many tests along the way, either given by the spiritual master that you, the disciple agrees to fulfill some order, and then we see whether he or she does it. Or, as they say, they're offered by providence. And we each have different tests. And we see in the history of the great devotees, there are different tests that they got. Some of them very severe. Almost the greatness of the devotee is according to the degree of tests which he passes gloriously. So we don't always expect that because we enter Krishna consciousness, life will be very smooth. There'll be no difficulties. But if difficulties come, and because of the devotee's firm Krishna consciousness, they overcome that difficulty, or they tolerate that difficulty. then they, that is a credit. So, for example, Prahlad Maharaj, he had to face very severe tests from his father, but he did not give up his Krishna consciousness, and so he is glorified in that way. Bali Maharaj was tested also. There's that expression is even used, test, in the case of Sanatana Goswami. One time when he came to see Lord Chaitanya, and on the way there he drank some bad water, and he was fasting excessively, and his body became covered with oozing sores, and this caused him a lot of embarrassment and humiliation, because Lord Chaitanya loved him so that he would embrace him. And Sanatana was feeling, oh, this is horrible, that Lord Chaitanya is embracing me and I have these sores. So it caused him a lot of difficulty, and then there were further difficulties that he encountered while he was in Puri with Lord Chaitanya, including one time he walked on the hot beach. And so when all these different things were done by him, then in the end, his sores were relieved by Lord Chaitanya. And Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, I understand that these are all your pastimes, and you are testing your servant." So, from the servant's point of view, he doesn't always have to know why or what is happening, why he's being tested. Sometimes what we conceive of as test is just a little reaction to our own karmic activities. Or, how can we expect, since we've come to this material world, not to meet difficulties? It's not that somebody is in difficulty and someone is not. To live in the material world means you have to experience janma, mrityu, jara, vadi, birth, death, disease, old age. But when you try to go back to Godhead, especially, and then difficulties come, and you accept them as tapasya, not ordinary difficulties, but you accept them because you try to render service to Krishna, despite the difficulties, then you become dear to Krishna. So these are some of the ways we can understand this phrase, that one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. It's a matter of being patient, being submissive, and being true, being disciplined, and then we come out nicely, just like it's the example is often given of the testing of a metal by a fire, or the tempering of a metal. So that makes the product better and stronger as a result of it. Rather than, if one tries by all means to lead an easygoing life, which is not possible, but still if we try like that, don't have our capacities tested in different ways, then how can we show Krishna our sincerity and please him in the most way, in the way that is most possible for us. Now, when a devotee matures, initiation, second initiation especially being in recognition of more advancement. And then there are more responsibilities also. But if one is recognized as being mature or advanced by a second initiation or so many different recognitions that may come, one should never think, yes, this recognition means that I'm mature, I'm advanced, and I'm better than others. No, if one actually matures in inner life, then he understands better that he or she is not mature. With real maturity, you understand more how dependent you are on Krishna. Any idea of or self-image that I'm mature, that's a sign of immaturity. And the actual advanced devotee will never think that he's mature. And then, along with thinking that one is immature, we're speaking of how one advances and given different recognitions, one also is feeling more and more that my time is running out of going back to Godhead and speaking of tests, I had to complete all these tests, these midterms, mid-semester, and then for final exam, Ante Narayana Smriti, whether we can think of Krishna at the time of death. So one should think, I am immature, but I don't have any time left to become mature. Either to think you're mature is a kind of folly, and another is to think, well, I may not be mature, but I've got a lot of time to progress. Yeah. So we will actually be advanced when we think, I'm not mature, and I don't have much time. How much time anybody has is not known. A young man, a young woman may think they have more time, but they may not. Only someone like Maharaj Parikshit knew exactly how much time he had, 7 days. So these milestones or passages that we come upon, or some people call them rituals of life, we should see them also as the, they should make us more serious. Not that I'm accumulating medals like a military general. Now I have a chest full of medals. But but rather, my need for surrendering to Krishna is becoming more acute. And my disqualification is becoming more obvious. This is also part of what was described as the test of the spiritual master. The important quality of being humble. And really desiring that Krishna accept us as a menial servant. The word menial servant is used there. Ready to serve the spiritual master and the Lord in any capacity. Brahman can do different duties in the temple, worship the deity, and is expected to know the philosophy. There are 6 activities of a Brahman mentioned. Yajana, Yajana, Patana, Patana. He should perform Jagya and teach Jagya. Do deity worship and teach Brahman is always ready to teach others. Good teacher. That's the function of the Brahman. Learn something and teach it. Not be preoccupied with business, money making, but receive some, whatever money is easily received, and then distribute that also. And especially distribute knowledge of Krishna consciousness. At least that's the ideal of the Brahmin in the original Vedic society. All the time is taken up for study of Shastra, teaching others, worship, Sankirtan activities. And so there's not much time for material life. But just the development of the best human qualities, qualities of a devotee. And you can find them in Bhagavad Gita. Peacefulness, sense control, etc. So those of us who have some of these initiations already or we're aspiring to them, let us, in addition to wishing the devotee well who's receiving this initiation, that she not make it just a superficial thing, but develop all the genuine qualities. So you also, whether you're aspiring to be initiated or initiated, we read in the verse, whether you're pure or impure, or you've passed through all situations. You can become pure now by devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We may have made a farce of things or not done things properly, but we can, with faith, return to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and ask to be accepted by Him with faith and devotion. And then all the qualities will develop in us. Try to see the good. It's easy to see that people are not fulfilling all the qualities of a Brahmin or not fulfilling all the qualities of the first initiate. There's so many shortcomings. But it's a great wonder in the age of Kali, the age of faithlessness, if someone has developed these qualities and so, with some sincerity, and we should encourage each other to really develop them. Neither be overly cynical towards others' failures, nor be complacent. I think that the outward acceptance of these honors is enough. All right, so then. Together. Vimaram Dasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vilitam Yena Tasmai
Shri
Gurave Bhutale, Swayam, Bhupa, Kadamayam, Kadati, Swaha, Padantitam, Swaha,
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 Vande,
Aham,
Shri,
Shri,
Guru,
Shri,
Yacha,
Sagajatam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Raganatam,
Raganatam,
Vitam,
Vitam,
Tam,
Tam,
Sajivam,
Sajivam,
Sadvaitam,
Sadvaitam,
Savadutam,
Savadutam,
Origina,
Origina,
Sahitam,
Sahitam,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Devam,
Sri Radha,
Sri Radha,
Krishna Padam,
Krishna Padam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Larita,
Larita,
Vivishaka,
Vivishaka,
Vitams Cha,
Vitams Cha,
Svaha,
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 Nama,
Nama,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya, Bhaktivedanta,
Swami,
Swami,
Iti,
Iti,
Namane,
Namane,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Deve,
Deve,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Charine,
Charine,
Nirvashesha,
Nirvashesha,
Sunyavadi,
Sunyavadi,
Paschita,
Paschita,
Desatarine,
Desatarine,
Swaha,
Swaha,
Swaha, Bhutale, Srimate,
Bhakti
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti,
Iti,
Namane,
Namane,
Srivarsabhanabhi,
Srivarsabhanabhi,
Devi,
Devi,
Ayastaya,
Ayastaya,
Pabdaye,
Samdaye,
Krishna Sambandha,
Krishna Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Dayane,
Dayane,
Bhavave,
Bhavave,
Nama,
Nama,
Svaha,
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 Madhurya,
Madhurya,
Ushkala,
Ushkala,
Premadya,
Premadya,
Sri Rupanuga,
Sri Rupanuga,
Bhaktita,
Bhaktita,
Sri Gaura,
Sri Gaura,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Vigrahaya,
Vigrahaya,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Svaha,
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vani,
Vani,
Shimortaye,
Shimortaye,
Natarine,
Natarine,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Viruta,
Viruta,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Vanta,
Vanta, Arine,
Arine,
Svaha,
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 Svaha, Namo,
Namo,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kishoraya,
Kishoraya,
Sakshat,
Sakshat,
Vairagya,
Vairagya,
Mortaye,
Mortaye,
Vipralambha.
Vipralambha.
Vasambodhe.
Vasambodhe.
Padambujaya.
Padambujaya.
Te.
Te.
Nama.
Nama.
Vaha.
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 Namo.
Namo.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Vinodaya.
Vinodaya.
Satchidananda.
Satchidananda.
Namane.
Namane.
Gaurashakti.
Gaurashakti.
Swarupaya.
Swarupaya.
Rupanuga.
Rupanuga.
Varayate.
Varayate.
Vaha.
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 Gaura.
Gaura.
Dear Baba.
Dear Baba.
Bhumes.
Bhumes.
Svam.
Svam.
Nirdeshta.
Nirdeshta.
Sajana.
Sajana.
Priya.
Priya.
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
Sarvabhoma.
Sarvabhoma.
Sri Jagannathaya.
Sri Jagannathaya.
Te Nama.
Te Nama.
Vaha.
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 Vancha.
Vancha.
Kaupa.
Kaupa.
Rubyascha.
Rubyascha.
Kripasindhu.
Kripasindhu.
Yaevacha.
Yaevacha.
Patitanam.
Patitanam.
Pavanebhyo.
Pavanebhyo.
Vaishnavebhyo.
Vaishnavebhyo.
Namo.
Namo.
Namo. Prema,
Krishna Prema,
Padayate,
Padayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Namne,
Namne,
Gora,
Gora,
Vishe,
Vishe,
Nama,
Nama,
Vaha,
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 Panchatattva,
Panchatattva,
Makam Krishnam, Bhaktarupa,
Bhaktarupa,
Swarupakam,
Swarupakam,
Bhaktavataram,
Bhakta,
Bhaktyam,
Namami,
Bhakta,
Shaktikam,
Svaha,
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 Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dinabandhu,
Dinabandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Kanta,
Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Svaha,
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 Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Surato,
Surato,
Pangor,
Pangor,
Mama,
Mama,
Manda,
Manda,
Mater,
Mater,
Mati, Matsarvasva,
Matsarvasva,
Padam Bojo,
Padam Bojo,
Radha,
Radha,
Madana,
Madana,
Mohano,
Mohano,
Vaha,
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 Vidyad, Vrindaranya,
Vrindaranya,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Jumadha,
Jumadha,
Srimad,
Srimad,
Ratnagara,
Ratnagara,
Simha,
Simha,
Sana,
Sana,
Stau,
Stau,
Srimad,
Srimad,
Radha,
Radha,
Srila Govinda,
Srila Govinda,
Devau,
Devau,
Prestalibhi,
Prestalibhi,
Savior,
Savior,
Mano,
Mano,
Salami,
Salami,
Vaha,
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 Shriman,
Shriman,
Rasa,
Rasa,
Rasar,
Rasar,
Rambhi,
Rambhi,
Bamsi,
Bamsi,
Vata,
Rasa,
Tata,
Tata,
Shtika, Karshan, Venu, Vanayar, Gopir, Gopinath, Shriye, Stu,
Na,
Svaha,
Svaha.
Kanchana.
Radha Kanchana.
Gaurangi.
Gaurangi.
Radhe.
Radhe.
Brinda.
Brinda.
Vaneshwari.
Vaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu.
Vrishabhanu.
Sute.
Sute.
Devi.
Devi.
Pranamami.
Pranamami.
Hari.
Hari.
Priye. Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadhar, Vasari Gaur, Bhaktivinda, Svaha,
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 Svaha.
All right, now we stand. Namo,
Namo,
Ramanya,
Ramanya,
Vivaya,
Vivaya,
Go,
Go,
Ramana,
Ramana,
Kayacha,
Kayacha,
Jagat,
Jagat,
Kaya,
Kaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
Namo,
Namo,
Ma,
Ma,
Vaha,
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 Vaha.
Now place the banana. Namo,
Namo,
Ramanya,
Ramanya,
Vivaya,
Vivaya,
Go,
Go,
Ramana,
Ramana,
Vikayacha,
Vikayacha,
Jagat,
Vikaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
Namo,
Namo,
Nama,
Nama,
Vaha,
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 Vaha. Vivaya,
Vivaya,
Go,
Go,
Ramana,
Ramana,
Kayacha,
Kayacha,
Jagat,
Jagat,
Kaya,
Kaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
Namo,
Namo,
Nama,
Nama,
Vaha,
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 Vaha.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.